Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
Today, we're going to talk about, we hope you're all doing well. We had some street preaching today. Mm-hmm. We had to be flexible. We'll talk about that a little bit. We had to change our plans. Tomorrow, we got nasty weather rolling in on a Saturday when we normally street preach at events. So today, we had to go and find an event. Well, actually, we changed our event and we found this event. Mm-hmm. And it actually was going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, so we were able to go today.
Yeah, so we didn't have to travel far. It was in the same town. And we went, and we kind of had kind of like a three.
A threefer.
We preached in a downtown area before anything was set up. And that was pretty good. And then there was an art show setting up. And then we got to preach at that. That ended up being like...
kind of just set it up around us.
Yeah, that was like the biggest one. Yeah. And then there was a seafood festival that we didn't walk through, but we stayed on the outside, walked through it once. They had a big band stage. We stayed away from that.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty good preach. I would say there was a lot of mockers.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to you, Sister Drummond? What did a lady do? I saw her do it, and I know she did it on purpose.
Oh, all I know is I was making a video, and I felt like a big brick slammed in the middle of my back and really knocked me off my balance, but I just stood there just fine and finished up the video.
Woman. Yes, she was walking towards Sister Amen, and I was watching her, and she definitely saw Sister Amen. She had her empty, like, mug in her hand pointed at Sister Amen, and I thought she was going to curve right around Sister Amen, and she went, oh, and she slammed right into the back of Sister Amen and put that cup between her shoulder blades and pushed Sister Amen forward about a foot, almost into the traffic. And I looked at the lady. She's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you. She saw you.
Yeah, she
did it.
She was yelling something.
She did it on purpose.
Yeah.
But God gave you what you needed. You were...
oh, I know. You know what? It hit me and it moved me forward. But I was like, whatever. It didn't even, like, faze me much.
It didn't really startle you or anything.
No, not really. Until a little bit later, you know.
Yeah. But then you said it hurt pretty bad.
Yeah, but whatever. It's like we rejoice because the Lord is glorified. And
oh, yeah.
We're just, it's our reasonable service.
Yeah, so we got a couple of good reports out of this. We did talk to some seekers. One very tall young man said he was interested. He's an ex-Roman Catholic. He's talked to Brother Zealous. He talked to me. He said he might reach out. Guess what, Sister Amen?
Praise God.
He emailed us today, and him and I are going to talk on the phone tomorrow. He's actually from Illinois, an area where I was originally born in, so we talked about that a little bit. But he's seeking the things of God and seeking faith. So, yeah, that's awesome. So, one sheep we met, and he reached out to us. So, he's interested in talking about what we do and the gospel and going deeper in the truth of God. And then I said we were going to stay until about 7. About 10 minutes to 7, what happened?
Oh, it was awesome. We saw this young man was kind of, he was dressed in a really unique outfit.
He was worldly looking.
He
had like a clown suit on almost.
Something, yeah, it was like some kind of, anyway.
Decorated, tons of colors.
Yeah, he was kind of just hanging around. Wasn't sure, he was on his phone, but it looked like he was listening. And next thing you know, he came walking over.
Yeah.
And talked to Brother Tupos for quite a while.
Yeah, he did. He talked to me and he said, so you believe in the Bible and Jesus? He said, I believe in Jesus. And I said, yes, sir. I said, not the churches. And I walked him through the gospel and he said, that makes sense. And he had some food in his bag. He was headed somewhere. And I told him to look up our website. And he was thankful that he met us. And I was thankful that we waited the 10 minutes. I said, we're going to go till this time. And it was 10 minutes too. And I thought, we'll just go. I'm glad I waited. Because he was right there, and we got to share the truth with him, and tons of gospel cards went out.
Oh, yeah. With all the mockery that was going on, I'm really surprised how many gospel cards
went out. Yeah,
there was a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, there was thousands of people there. There was a lot of people putting their hands out saying, I'll take one, I want one.
Then
you see them walking, and you see them reading it, and just the split second of the truth of God going in them, you never know what it's going to do.
Yeah, you know, most of the people that walk by look at you like, and they sneer their face like they smell something really bad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But we talked about it, how the seekers are somebody who has a heart for God, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They'll come walking right through the crowd and they'll come right up to you.
They come right up to you. They're not ashamed. They want to talk to you. So that's what we go for. We were talking about we go for the one, right?
Yeah, I have that scripture verse if you want me to read it.
Absolutely.
Matthew 18:12-13. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 90 and the 9 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray.
Yeah, so God has a heart for those that have gone astray. God has a heart for the lost. And that's why we go. That's why we sleep in parking lots. That's why we travel. We got down there early to get a close parking spot. That's why we do all these things. We don't make... Oh, here's another one. Hey, I wanted to talk about this. For some reason today...
Oh, I know.
I must have had 8 people yell at us, how much money you making off of this? And
oh,
I'm like, why are they yelling at that? We don't make a penny off of nothing. We don't advertise on our websites. We don't make nothing off of YouTube. We're not popular. We don't take money from people. There's about 8 people today.
I know. I heard it too. Yeah.
One of the organizers said, they're making money off us. Don't even talk to them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so that was strange,
Yeah. But
we don't make money off of this. We use our own money. Well, it's the Lord's money, but we use the money God's given us to fund us in ministry, to go look for these sheep, go look for the one, go encourage people,
right,
to go point them. A lot of people don't know. You can't be friends with the world and still be a friend of God. You got to repent. You're an enemy of God. And they look at you like, what? The Bible doesn't say that. I'm like, it does say that. God's word is true.
Right.
So we got to go and tell the truth, preach the biblical gospel, and call them out of the world and warn them about the corrupt church systems.
Amen. I was talking to women who would actually stop by. Well, they only stopped because they said, I got it. And I said, you can't have it if you're still of the world.
Amen.
Or I would say things like that, and they'd turn around and say, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I would try to give them a gospel card. They didn't want it. So then I wasn't going to give them a whole bunch of truth. And I would just say, because you could see they have kind of a snippy attitude, I said, I can see that you're still friends with the world. And they're like, well, how do you know that? And I said, and I'd hold my hand out and I'd say, look, you're here.
Yeah,
you're Satan's, loving this.
Satan's kingdom.
And they would look at me and they go, oh, because I don't wear a dress. I never even said a word about it. I don't know how many women said that to me today. I said, well, it is in the scriptures. I'm talking about your friendship with the world. If you want to bring that up.
And we stand out. We look different. They judge us for it. And they should judge rightly.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. Hey, Sister Roman, what happened to the 2 people? You gave one guy the card and he chucked it down. What happened?
Oh, yeah. We were coming in the one end of the art fair and there was a woman sitting at a little, what do you want to call them? A little,
I think she was doing face painting.
Or whatever. Yeah, something like that. And there was a man by her and I didn't know he was a mocker. And I offered a gospel card to both of them and she just smiled and she said, I'll take one of yours if you take one of mine. And the man was there. And he said, I'll have it. And he grabbed it and he threw it on the ground. And the woman sitting there, she said, give me that. I'll take it. And he picked it up and he handed it to her.
Nice.
Yeah,
and then she was smiling at us later.
Yeah.
She wasn't mocking us or anything.
No, I don't know what that was all about, but maybe her conscience or something, because he was really rude about it.
Yeah. You know, I'm always encouraged by when we do these events, I'm always encouraged by the different people that get the truth, how they respond to the truth. And I'm always encouraged about what God and the Holy Spirit might be doing with that truth. And we get to be part of that.
Oh, yeah. Did you see, I know you saw, the dark young couple. She was all in black.
Yeah.
He had like a gang hat on.
Yeah.
He had tattoos up the backside of his neck. They stood out. Like, they really stood out from this crowd. And the crowd was pretty worldly. As I was holding a gospel card out, he walked in front of his girlfriend and came over and took the gospel card from me.
Was he a tall, thin guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And she was a little shorter than him.
Yep.
Yeah. She was like,
they were watching, listening as I street preached, and I could tell they were listening. Their heads were turning and they were listening. They were looking at my sign.
Yep.
And then I'm glad they took a gospel card.
Yep. And then later as they walked by, I talked to them both for a little bit as they were going by, and he smiled and he thanked me. And I asked her if she wanted one. She said, I got his too. So,
as Paul says in the book of Romans, how will they hear without a preacher? Preach means to public cry. So we go into these worldly events. We stand in the broad road and we just lovingly warn our neighbor to let them know what Christ did, the goodness of God, the gospel, and how they can repent and come out of this world that's set for the judgment of God. So that's all we do. And it's an important thing. And
yes.
I'm just so thankful that we get to do it. And all the thousands of people that walk by us, little kids smiling at us. I love that. Little kids look at us and smile at us,
sweet.
And they're like, I can tell they know what we're doing is right because they're still pure and innocent. And their parents are angry and wicked because we're there. But the little kids are there and they smile at us. And it's like I have a connection with them. That's awesome.
Yeah, right in the end, right before we're going to we were in that big circle part yep. in the art fest. There was a, like, it looked like a family going through. One of them looked like a Down syndrome.
I think man. I saw them, yeah.
And he was looking at the card, and I had it out. I wasn't, like, sitting there purposely pointing it at people. I had it out. He looked like he wanted it. The mom reached back and pulled him forward, and it looked like, I'm assuming because they all kind of looked the same, the daughter reached through the other ones and grabbed the gospel card, nice. And the mom just kind of looked at her, but she yeah. just took it and
I love that.
Off.
So many stories like that out here. We can't even really capture them all. Of different people you talk to, different people that end up being a mocker. Some people, it seemed like they're a mocker. They end up being a seeker. Some people, there was two men. And they were drinking. I could tell. I could smell it. The one man, we got him a video of him, goes into this big diatribe how he knows Greek and the world is the cosmos and there's nothing wrong with drinking and smoking. And I'm like, sir, you don't know what you're talking about. Satan's kingdom is what we're talking about. And it is against God. Yes, his world is good. And his friend was standing there and his friend said, hey, this card. He goes, no evolution? And I said, no, sir. Evolution's a lie. He's like, huh. And he was drinking, but he was very respectful.
He
took
it.
He walked away later and came back and asked Sister Amon for another one because he couldn't find it. And then he went and found our card on him.
Yeah,
he goes, I got it.
It was in his pocket, and he said, could I? He came walking over to me, and I remembered him. And he said, could I have one more of those cards? And I was really nice. I said, well, we get a lot of mockers who like to take our cards and throw them away because I knew he had one. And I said, if this is for real, I'll give you one. He goes, it is. I can't find mine. And he went to show me in his front pocket on his shirt that he didn't have it. And then he saw it in there, and he pulled it out, and he said, I feel foolish now. I have it here. Thank you. I said, I would have given you one, but I'm glad you have that. And he said, no, thank you.
So he was serious.
He was serious enough to come back and get it.
Yeah, he wasn't a mocker. His friend was like this big mocker, but he wasn't. And he had, I could tell he was drinking pretty well. I told him,
like,
I said,
really
put
mild.
This in your wallet and read it tomorrow, sir, when you wake up. And so all of these people that their lives we get to touch and God uses us to point them in the right direction and give them hope. I love that. We've been leaving the street preach now. We've been helping a man that we met out street preaching this summer. He contacted us. We're Bible studying with him. And it's kind of a joy to see how God's working in his life. He told us a story today how he went to a junkyard to go help somebody and to get a car part, and he met another man, an old man that needed help with a window, and he said he helped him with a window, and he said he started talking to him about God. And he said he gave him our website and encouraged him to check it out, and he was just like, it's like a child. It's like really excited to see people brand new with the Lord, and he's like, I think the Lord used me to point that man in the right direction.
That's awesome.
And yeah, so he's excited about how the small changes in his life, like listening to scripture while he's at work rather than not listening to scripture, redeeming the time, starting to look at the hobbies he does and go, I need to refine this for God's glory. He's seeing how all these things, all these little pieces fit together to make a big, giant life in Christ.
Oh, I know.
And he's excited about that. And we're getting ready to Bible study with him again. So he's excited about that. Brother Zealous was joining me on this with this man. So
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. I guess the last thought I have is let's talk a little bit about flexibility in street preaching. So you show up and you can't find parking. You got to improvise unless you're not going to do it.
Yep.
So we had to improvise today. We had a spot, then we had another spot, then we had to leave. We finally found some cheap paid parking that was real close, so that was good.
And the good thing about all this, we try to be wise and plan ahead. So when there's an event, we might get there
3-4 hours early.
5-7 hours sometimes.
Because we work online.
It depends on what it is. You know, this was an afternoon, evening type one. So we got there good and early to make sure we get a good parking spot. Then we're always working online.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to witness to a couple women before we even went out.
Right
by the van where we were parked.
Yes, so you got to be flexible when you show up, what you can do. You got to be flexible when you go out and they say, nope, you can't walk through here. Really? You make sure to check on that. Then they tell you can't walk through there. Then you got to look for other places like along the sidewalks, along the end, maybe go find a busy corner. And you just have to be flexible in this life, whether you're out in the world like we are every day street preaching, or if you just go to Walmart and you want to witness, be flexible. Look for different ways. Be open to God using you. Don't be rigid. Don't be set in your ways. Right, Sister Emma?
Right.
Yeah,
because it's not our ways. It's his ways.
Yeah. And if you're flexible, God will use you.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing for sure. And so we encourage people to train themselves to be flexible. And I think walking in the Spirit is the biggest key to that. Romans 8. Yes. Walk in the Spirit and you will be flexible in your life for Christ, and He will guide you and He'll give you victory over all the things you need to do.
Right. Amen.
That makes sense?
Yeah, being flexible is laying down your will.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're excited about how that went today. Tomorrow's going to be a big rainy storm day, so we're going to have an online day. We got a whole bunch of stuff to get done, and we'll see what happens Sunday. Maybe more rain coming in. There's another area you got to be flexible. When the rain and the wind, maybe a wind rolls in, or maybe an event gets closed down, you got to be ready to do something else for the kingdom, not waste the day just because your plan didn't work out.
Yeah, and don't get in your flesh, get too disappointed.
Yep.
I mean, you got to kill it right away, because out in van life and wanting to share the gospel, each day is precious. And you think, oh, I want to get out there, I want to do that. And then it rains, it's pouring, nobody's out. Well, being flexible, you're learning how to kill your flesh, be patient, and
Amen.
Do other works.
Yeah.
Which online ministry is always, there's
yep,
always
yep,
so
lots
much
to do online. And speaking of being flexible, so we pull into our park spot tonight, really busy at this place where we park, and this couple are here with this pickup truck, and they had all their junk unloaded on the side, and we're like, oh, this doesn't look good.
It was bad.
Yeah. And then they did finally load the pickup truck back up, and they leave four giant bags of garbage on the curb. And this is the kind of stuff that gets people thrown out, gets these places to stop letting people park.
Yeah.
So talk about being flexible. I was working on a teaching. I stopped what I was doing. I went over. I dragged their bags of garbage over to the dumpster and threw them in so that the manager doesn't see their mess. So
yeah.
We don't look like we're a bunch of pigs out here. And so, yeah, there's another way to be flexible. Look at your environment around you. Make sure that you're doing your best to be a good neighbor.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good witness.
Anything else today, Sister Amen?
Well, I have a scripture verse.
You got a scripture verse?
I do.
Good day preaching. We're excited about tomorrow, kind of a down day and working online. And we're thankful for how God uses us. We're going to have a call with that young man that reached out to us today. So all good things.
It is.
What's your verse, Sister Armin?
Psalm 68:3. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. I like
exceedingly.
That. Not just rejoice,
yeah.
Exceedingly rejoice.
Yeah, it's like when you're abundantly full of, you know, grace or love or joy. I love that, yeah.
Oh,
I like
hey,
that.
I just thought of something. Can I share this?
Yeah.
It was about the preach. I thought this was really good. Man came over. He said, what are you doing? And I told him, tried to give him a gospel card. He said, well, thank you very much, but I was wondering where the seafood is. Could you tell me where the seafood is? And I said, no, sir, I'm not here about that. But I can give you the real food, the bread of life.
Hey, nice.
And he laughed and smiled. He said, that was a good one. Amen. And he walked off.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about that.
Yeah.
It just popped in my mind. And I thought, that's being flexible and quick on your feet.
Yeah,
thinking.
Yeah. That was a good answer, Sister.
Yeah.
Give the bread of life. Yeah. I have a scripture verse to close us out here. 1 Peter 1:13-16. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind. We have to do that when we go out and when you live the life. Be sober. We were at a place that had a lot of alcohol going on today. They didn't know about soberness. And the hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts thereof in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy. So be ye holy in all your manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Do you see you got something to do there? Yeah, you got to act, have action. You got to take action. God will give you the grace, the word, the spirit to get it done, but you got to take action and be holy. Holy is set apart for God. That's what we're called to do. That's what we go into the world, to represent God, to live holy, to call people to holiness and let them see what they lack so they can come to the saving knowledge. So it's all about redemption.
Amen.
It's about telling of God's goodness and warning about his severity.
Yeah, and being called out and separate. I explained that to a few people today. And we get to, when we go to these places, I really, really see the word of God come alive. Because
oh, yeah.
We are called out separate and holy from the world. And I just kind of wanted to throw this in there today. Or about today, it was an afternoon evening preach, and we said there was a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
This is an older generation for the most part. Older. And yeah, there was some alcohol there, but it wasn't like youth, rowdy, wild,
right.
Wicked, partying.
Yeah.
It was a little different, so we discern such things like this. I just don't want anybody you know, getting confused.
Yeah, we don't go to crazy drunken parties, but this was drinking, but it was more reserved, more controlled. There was a police and security presence there. Yeah. And so, yeah.
And it was food.
You got to use wisdom.
Art. Yeah. And like I said, it was an older generation. It's in a wealthier town and things. Yeah. So it's like not wild and crazy like
yeah,
that.
People are walking around drinking their beers and their cocktails like it's just
wine,
an afternoon.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they limit themselves because a lot of them do have to drive home and stuff. I hope they do. And so we didn't see a lot of drunken debauchery.
No,
we just saw people
yeah.
with it on their breath and you see them laughing and giggling. I know. We used to be drunks. I know what it's like.
Yeah. Even. And, tipsy
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, these aren't like rowdy parties.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to explain that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, use wisdom and anything. Again, we've been doing more preaches where we kind of preach into the dark. That's kind of something we normally don't do. But we found ourselves in places where the setting is right, the lighting is right, there's police available. It's kind of a more of a family crowd or older crowd. We definitely don't go into places where there's a lot of darkness and a lot of drinking that is rowdy because that they're just going to mock you. They're going to hate you. It's just not be at peace with all men if possible. And sometimes being at peace is not going into those places.
Right. And being flexible because if it looks like a good, decent enough venue, we'll stay.
Yeah.
And if not, we won't.
Yeah. And be spirit led because I think the Lord will give you guidance where you should be, where you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I stayed a little longer and we met that young man, so I was happy for that. So, yeah, you got to use wisdom out here, and that comes with time and experience. I definitely wouldn't do this stuff if you were a new street preacher.
No.
We have a good discernment, a good handle on things.
We used to be there.
Yeah, we know how to handle all this. Yeah, none of this. None of the when a drunk comes up screaming in my face and I think he's going to punch me, that doesn't rattle me one bit.
No.
That's probably not going to happen with a new street preacher who isn't been around drunks and never was a drunk. He won't understand that culture. He won't understand what's going on. So
yeah.
I've been there. I know what it's all about, and I'm not afraid of any of that. So
yeah, amen.
Use wisdom and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to leave it right there. We have got to – I got to still get some stuff done today. I got a new teaching I'm working on, and get some sleep and get up if the Lord gives it to us another day.
Working
and we're going to weather a storm. I like a good rainstorm.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a good rainstorm, good thunderstorm, and we're going to weather it, and we're going to put up more things online for God's glory.
Amen.
You ready to finish off, Sister Armin, today?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thanks for being my partner out there today.
Oh, I don't want to be anywhere else.
You weathered it all.
Hey, good job.
You
and
did.
You too.
And we'll weather it tomorrow. All right. We love you all. Go forth. Realize what Christ has done and walk in his goodness via the gospel. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com.
Stand, and when you've done all, stand.
Amen.
May God be praised.